banana with any grain on it. Have we talked about this?
No, but I'm ready to get into it.
A banana with any grain on it is disgusting to me. I want it to be gone brown.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Yep.
One bit of brown. I'm out of the room.
One bit of green.
On a banana. I am no.
So the two of you can never share a banana.
We can never share a banana.
That's the consensus.
Yeah.
But there are some people who really love a banana that is really super mushy.
I don't love, no. Monsters. I want it to hold its, yeah, I want it to hold its shape. I don't want it mushy. Yeah.
But that's the thing is that it just seems bruised to me.
Yeah. Because this, for me, I won't be opening this banana, I'm breaking off from here, and I'm throwing that in the trash.
That's what
okay,
I do too.
But here's the problem with a banana with any green on it. You're biting into that banana, and it tastes like banana peel. It just tastes like, do you know what I mean?
I do, and that's better than the alternative.
Oh, no, I think it's much worse than the alternative.
It's hard to find that happy. It's like an avocado. There's a very brief, beautiful perfection. And you've got about 5 minutes to capitalize.
You know what the weirdest thing is when you order avocado at a restaurant and it's not ripe?
Does that happen?
Absolutely.
Wow.
That definitely happens.
And I paid $2.50 for it.
That's
wait, so you're ordering just an avocado?
No. Wait, I wish. But like on a burger or a sandwich. And I'm like, this is hard avocado.
That's bad.
It's really bad.
Do you take it out at that point and just put it aside so that's a sunk cost? Or do you power through and eat it?
I power through and eat it.
Because you paid for it.
I paid for it. And I don't have the bravado to tell them.
Yeah.
Sue me. Gmail is the worst.
Oh,
here
okay.
We here we go. This Google alert.
Welcome to Inbox, the show where we gain access to our guests' digital correspondents and mine their personal lives for comedy gold. I am Matt Straub.
And I'm Nicole Dressbell, and our guest this week is Yonatan Gebeyu.
Hello.
Yonatan, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
I noticed when you logged into your email
mm-hmm.
that it alluded to a recovery email address.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to say specifics, but if I read it correctly, your recovery email included a reference to a beloved Saturday Night Live character of Tracy Morgan's.
Mm-hmm. Brian Fellows,
Safari Planet. You had an email address at some point in your life that was a Brian Fellows reference?
Absolutely.
That is so funny to me.
Thank you.
That is fascinating.
That's pretty random.
What it's a little cool. Snapshot. That also makes me really happy because I'm not a huge SNL person, but that was a character I thought was so fucking funny.
I know. It was the only character I really ever like remember. That and like the Sherry O'Terry,
yes.
Will Ferrell
sure.
cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just obsessed. And that was my first email. I've only had two emails in my life.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
Wow.
Two emails. The first one is Brian. I don't want to say the whole email
yeah, don't say
because
the whole email.
I don't want people to contact me.
Via that email.
Because I never, mostly because I never check it.
Right.
And I don't want to be disrespectful. But wow. The first one is in reference to that. And then the second one is my current email.
Wow. Good
Which
for
does
you.
Not include Brian Fellows in it, we assume.
No.
No, unfortunately.
Sorry.
Yeah. Let's there look at this go. Email inbox. We're looking at, can we make it, bigger?
Do you want to make it big?
Yep.
Do you know, do you have another word that you would use for that, Nicole?
Enlarging it?
Anything else?
Giant it? What? Is there a word? Is there
I
a dumb thing
I think you would say maximize it.
Maximize?
Yeah.
Would
well,
I
that's
say that?
That's the scientific term.
Yeah.
Maximize it?
Yeah.
Because have I said that?
Because minimize is
yeah,
what we do.
We're on the same page here.
You would never maximize. You would never say maximize
but
it.
But you said enlarging, bigger, and what was the first one?
Bigger it. And then you made me keep guessing and I said giant. Yonatan.
Yeah.
You got 2,262 unread emails.
Thank you.
Okay. That's not what I thought.
That's a good response, though.
That is a good response. What's happening? How do you relate? Tell us how you relate to your email.
Well, my life is so on the go.
Okay.
This sounds like the start of a commercial.
mm-hmm. I'm very on the go, so I don't click on emails unless I know it like actually needs a response.
I think I was very curious to have you on this podcast because I don't think of you as an email person. I don't even think
Thank
of you.
You
as a computer person. You feel like a phone person to me.
I feel like that to you because we've had conversations about how much I love calling people on the phone.
Well, that is also true. Yes.
Yeah.
But there's something you feel, I think, because you're younger than me. I imagine you as just a phone person.
Do you receive will you receive a text and then call the person back? Is that your move?
It depends on how much I like them or how much I want to talk to them. I think as I get closer with someone, there's a question that I ask that I think Nicole has received at some point in our relationship, where is it okay if I call you on the phone?
Oh, wow.
That's how you know that I'm...
Thank you.
And she said,
"I'm gonna say thank you.
Say thank you. Mm-hmm. Sorry much." But she absolutely was like, "Do not call me."
Then we talked about it recently. We said we can do phone calls.
Yeah, we can do
phone
calls.
And we're gonna do phone calls.
Wait,
and
we are.
You're traveling, so
in my travels.
Nicole, I've known you for over 10 years, right?
Yes.
I don't think we've ever talked on the phone other than maybe something for this podcast.
You're right. I was about to say we have once, but it was to record an ad.
We've never had
Yeah. And I was drunk. Yeah. Sorry.
What?
Spoilers.
Yeah. Well, that's it.
Yeah. I guess that's true. Have you talked to anyone on the phone?
Have I?
Yeah.
Not too often.
But if I am I haven't communicated with this person in a while, and I miss them, and I want to know how they're doing, I'll call them.
You'll have a conversation.
A conversation.
That's fair.
But I usually call people if I have the time to call them. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
It's the most logical thing I've ever heard.
Yes, but he said it like it was a proclamation.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm trying to live my life that way.
Yes. Yonatan, so we're looking at email. I tell you about email roulette?
Email roulette.
I read about it.
You read about it?
People are writing about it?
What?
In an email you sent me.
Okay, so hold on. Hold on.
What do you think email is?
Yeah. Wait, hold on a second.
We've been emailing for how long? The question, 3 years?
Yes. No, but hold on. I said to you, did I tell you about email roulette? And you said, I read about it.
No one's ever heard to email that way.
Something.
Wait.
No, but I think
I'm honest.
The answer to the question was yes. Did I tell you about email roulette?
Yes, you did.
Yes, as opposed to, did I tell you about email roulette? I read about it.
I guess I have a hard time being like, you told me about it when we weren't talking.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Yeah. I take communication very seriously.
That's so fascinating.
Yeah.
You won't interchange language like that. He's so proud of himself.
Absolutely not.
He's so proud. Okay,
absolutely
great.
Absolutely not.
So, Yonatan, tell us about a person you don't want to email.
Yeah. Any college professor.
Really? Mm-hmm. Undergrad or grad? I won't let you email anyone from grad.
Yeah, grad is fresh because it's just a year ago. Undergrad.
Okay.
But are there ones that come to mind, like, in particular?
Okay, there is an email that I think is absolutely fantastic that I received when I was 21 that I was like, I knew it would come out, so I said, let me be the bigger person and just bring it up.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I think so.
English professor at my university said that it was the worst paper he'd ever read in his life.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Do you have this email?
And Matt, this is the difference between you and I, because your question was, do you have this email? And my question is, do you have this paper?
The answer to both is yes.
Okay, yes.
Here, it's very short.
Oh, wow, this is bad.
Yeah, okay. Are you ready for this? Yonatan. I shouldn't have to go foraging in colleagues' mailboxes for your paper. You are a university student. Find the right mailbox next time, not the one above mine. In addition, before you submit another paper, please pick up the one I left for you, the one you didn't pick up yesterday in class, in my mailbox. I could not get beyond the opening error-ridden paragraph. If you wish to pass this class, don't ever submit such a shoddy piece of writing to me again. I'm here to engage and respond to your writing, and I cannot recall reading work this careless in 25 years at this university. You are a very intelligent and capable student, so I am deeply perplexed and disappointed by this.
Wow.
And then he didn't sign it. He did not sign it.
That's the part that really gets you.
That's the part, because it did not feel personal to me.
Wait, sorry, do you think this was a form email?
It's a template that he copies and pastes every, because he signs the previous email.
This is wild.
Isn't it wild? And I remember in my senior dorm room, and there's a few pieces of information that I think is very essential to something like this. The class was only 8 people.
Mm.
I was an English major.
Mm-hmm.
So this was my strength.
Right.
I did.
This is your senior year.
My senior year. So,
No, I don't know what that means. I was not implying anything. I was implying.
So you know.
So you know how it goes.
I meant that
the
to
big
say,
old
like,
senior plus what?
I meant like, you know what you're doing.
I have
doing.
A really oh, no. important question.
Yeah.
I don't know if everyone else is thinking this, but like, how did you feel when you got this email? Were you completely floored or were you like, yeah, that kind of sucked?
Okay, so at the time, I was like shocked. I remember I was in my room, and it's time stamped here, 1:34 p.m. And I called my roommate in immediately and I was like, you have to read this. And I generally find myself to be a good student.
Right.
As a teacher of mine.
As a
the email
teacher
says you're a good student.
Yonatan, yeah. Who gave him two superiors.
Yeah. And improv.
And improv.
It says, but if the email, and you guys are here to witness it, it says intelligent and capable. So we have proof. But then I read the paper, and it truly was trash.
Really?
Like, yes.
We need
the opening air-ridden paragraph.
He literally drew a large red line after the paragraph and was like, I can't read past this.
Do you have the paper in your email?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. So we don't have it. So the question that I asked before, which was, do we have the paper?
Oh, I don't have the paper.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
Ugh. What was it about?
I would have understood it more if you emailed it to me.
Apparently.
Yeah.
What was it about? Do you remember?
It was a Renaissance poetry class. It was about John Donne.
Oh.
Can you recall?
Actually, that's about Marlowe. I aced the next paper on John Donne.
So what was the gist of what made it so atrocious?
Grammar.
Okay.
Was not good.
Yonatan.
Spelling and grammar. I had no thesis. I mean, I did write it in 20 minutes.
Yeah, that
okay,
is what
fine.
That sounds
there
like.
We, there we
okay,
go.
Okay, can we also hear your response?
Okay, I'm 21 at the time.
Yes.
This is 30 minutes later.
Yeah, this is 30 minutes later on the same day. So, dear professor, first of all, I apologize for making you search for my paper. I did not mean to waste your time. As for the quality of the paper, I have no excuses, and I also expect far more from myself. It was a careless attempt at a paper, and I know that I can produce better work and be a positive contribution to your course. If possible, starting next week, I would love to come to your office hours to talk about the poems you read in class. Perhaps part of the reason for my temporary...
That's a great sentence.
English major, as I'm sure you can really tell.
Wait. Start the sentence again.
I love this sentence.
Thank you so much. Perhaps part of the reason for my temporary in addition to my careless errors, is the difficulty I'm having digging deeply into the poetry. This is my first academic experience I've had with poetry, and I feel some extra time could help me.
Which is really fundamentally an insane proposition.
Truly bonkers.
You're a senior year English major. I think you can crack poems.
I like temporary failure.
I like temporary failure because it actually evokes a lot of confidence in myself.
Yeah.
Like this failure is just okay.
This next sentence is also insane. This last sentence.
Again, I'm sorry for wasting your time with that paper, and I will do everything in my power to ensure that it will not happen again.
I love that
ensuring that won't happen again is like spell check.
Yeah.
Like
exactly.
I probably spelled my name wrong.
I will do everything in my power.
I will make sure that this will never happen again.
I wish that email to him. I was hoping there was going to be a grammatical error in there, but there wasn't.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
And that it ends positively.
Okay.
Yeah.
He responds 2 hours later because I'm assuming he's probably.
He called his roommate in.
Yeah. He's texting his friend to say, how do I respond to this? And he goes, Yonatan, I know you are a good student, so I'm not worried. I appreciate your note. Let's definitely talk next week. Do your best. My job is to teach you to read poetry and to write essays well. I don't expect you to do either brilliantly now, but by the end of the semester, you will be a lot better at both.
Wow.
It's only now that I'm really acknowledging the tone.
Yeah, that's super passive aggressive there,
I know.
That last email.
Well, it's also it's also a little bit like, no, you can't come bother me during office hours. This is not how we're going to fix this problem.
He's like, chill.
Yeah.
And write the paper edit it.
Yeah.
And the thing is like, as we all know, there are tools that make spell check so easy for us.
Specifically spell check.
Specifically. It's called spell check. He ended up writing my recommendation for graduate school.
Oh.
No.
What? I ended up getting a really good grade in this class.
Wow. Was he the only recommendation you had for graduate school?
No, I needed three.
What were your other ones?
I had an acting teacher and then my improv teacher that's sitting right next to me.
That's me. Sorry. Oh, I know wow. people. I know people on the pod hate when we have friends.
Whatever.
And the theme for this season was no friendship, no mercy.
Do they prefer enemies?
I don't know what they prefer.
Yeah, I think we abandoned that.
Well, let's open up the line and get some callers.
Yeah, can we get, Rachel, can we get some callers in?
So are we thinking that we're going to rekindle this correspondence? Is that?
I think we're going to open up a new compose box.
No.
Yeah, Yonatan, we didn't read this for no reason. Open up a compose box.
He's like a real person.
Yeah, okay.
And he's a scholar.
Uh-huh, open up a compose box. And subject line. Actually, can you go to Google?
Yeah, I can do that. Like on a new tab?
Yeah. Great. And then Google Marlowe.
I hate you.
Great. Okay, cool. Scroll down.
This is a beautiful
Actually,
photo.
Yeah, can you save that photo?
Yeah, we're going to attach that photo.
Yeah, we're going to attach that photo. Okay, great. How do you command?
Right-click that thing.
Oh, my God.
I don't know which one is right-click. This is a computer's different from mine.
You can maybe do one of these.
There you go. Okay, great. Save image as, and then just save it on the desktop.
I am younger than you.
Yeah, you are. And also, my computer is 7 years old.
Save it as all of that. We're calling it that.
Yeah, of course. Okay, sure. Great. Okay, yeah. Great. Okay.
Copy that. Cut and paste that date, please.
Oh, great. The dates. Yes. This is, I just realized what we're going to do. Yeah. And then that's going to be, I think that should be the subject line. The subject line is 1564 to 1593. Okay, great. Dear professor.
It's dear scholar.
You write it. Dear scholar. First of all, I wanted to apologize for previously leaving a paper.
Oh, sure.
He just stopped.
In your colleague's
mailbox. Oh my God. Additionally.
This, by the way, just to be clear, is something we've already apologized for.
Yeah. Okay. Additionally.
Wow.
I would like to apologize for the shoddiness of that paper, which was in your colleague's mailbox. If you'll recall, the subject of the paper was Christopher Marlowe's sonnet, and then quotes, on a clear day.
Is that what the paper is about?
You can see forever. Great. I have taken time, and then in parentheses, 9 years. 9 years.
Which is inaccurate.
Yes.
Amount of time.
Okay, it's insane. I just want everyone to know. Yeah, you did parentheses, so space, 9 years,
is that crazy?
Space, parentheses.
Yeah, that's okay, let's talk about this because I have been doing a lot of just like rewriting up my resume.
Okay.
You ran out of room because of all the space in the parentheses.
I have to start over again because there's no more space. And I think aesthetically it pleases me more when there's space in between the parentheses and the text.
Can you add a couple more
Here's
spaces
the
in
thing.
There, please?
Absolutely.
I agree with you on a resume situation. This is an email.
I know, but that's just where I'm coming from in this
moment. I understand.
Okay, good. So we've added like four spaces on
each
side.
I've taken time. 9 years.
Oh, I should probably put that period.
Yeah, get that period. 9 years. Okay, great. I was going to continue the sentence, but I think you're right. I have taken time 9 years, period. Great. During that time.
New paragraph or same one?
New paragraph.
Okay.
New paragraph. You know, Sean.
He doesn't want to do it, so he's
yes.
just stopping.
He wrote new paragraph. It. He wrote new paragraph.
Yeah, okay.
New paragraph. During that time, I have been rewriting the paper. Please see attached. I am available. Nope, go back. I have office hours on Mondays and Tuesdays. Nope, it said Wednesdays. It wants it to be Wednesdays. So say Wednesdays. Predictive text says Wednesdays.
Okay.
From 2 p.m.
Until midnight.
Until midnight.
I could get like sued for this.
If you'd like to discuss. Matt, can you get sued for this?
No, he can. I'm being told no.
Okay, great. Thank you. Then attach. Go to the attach. And I think you know you're going to attach that picture of Christopher Marlowe. Great. And set that aside for later.
Wow.
That was really... I just want to also heighten the stakes a little bit that this scholar works in my field.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And this could ruin my career.
Okay. Well...
I just want to put that out there for the two of you.
I love it. Yeah. Hey, Yonatan.
Yeah.
What's in the drafts?
Oh, what's in the box? Burp,
burp, burp. Ooh, let's see. Oh, no. I hope. Oh, okay. Let's see here.
You have 293 emails in the drafts.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. You don't use that word like other people use it.
I don't think so either.
Because a lot of this looks like professional stuff, which I think is just how we use email in 2018.
I think so, too.
Matt, maybe we should have done this show in, like, 2008, 2009. You know what I mean?
Maybe we should go back to the oldest draft.
Go back to the oldest draft.
What's the first draft?
Well, I don't know. That's what we're going to find out.
Oh, boy. Hope it's not a romantic email.
That's all we want. Okay, this is a weird email. Okay, can you explain this?
No.
Read it. Read okay. it. We don't know what it is, but read it.
Hello, Mr. Butler. My name is Yonatan Gebiu, and I recently received your email about the GMS Leadership Conference. Unfortunately, I will not be able to attend because my family and I will be out of town this weekend. Thank you for your offer, and I look forward to future events with the Metropolitan Scholar Program.
Please send that. Please send. What year is this from?
This 2006. Is from 2006.
Can we just send that?
Oh, so you were a baby.
I was in high school. This is a high school thing.
I also read it as because my family will be out of town. I didn't see the end eye. The end eye makes more sense.
I was deep into leadership conferences when I was in high school.
Oh, boy.
Deep, deep into them.
Wow.
Like every summer I would go to a leadership conference.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But not this one.
Not, well, we're out of town.
I guess so. Are you going to send it?
I think you should send that.
Am I going to send it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, this is 13 years old.
What's the harm in sending this?
I mean, I do not know who this man is. So I don't think unless...
Send it.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
From 2006.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. What else?
There's a nice one. The next one, I think.
With my mom?
I enjoyed just the way you started that.
You're in the news? I hope this is not extremely personal because my family...
this is a pretty great first sentence, though.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. So it says forward, you're in the news, ... And then the link is just to news3online.com.
Yes.
So there was a specific article that you were supposed to receive.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a link to it.
It's a link to a homepage.
Absolutely. I think I was in the news because I won some, like, high school award.
Wow.
And I was like,
can we go to news3online?
Let's see what happened. I hope it's something wild. Oh, yeah, that running for president. Okay. I don't think this space exists anymore.
It does not exist anymore.
It's not looking like it.
No.
It's not looking great.
But it's literally me being like, sorry, I can't talk. I'm in the library.
Yep. Okay. Can you read this email? And okay. Who's on this email?
My whole family.
Okay, great.
Besides my younger brother. Hello, loving family. I know it is rather late for me to be writing an email, but me being a college student, I often find myself at the library at 2 a.m. I am writing a paper for class tomorrow, and I just had a lot of stuff to do this weekend that I didn't have too much time to write it beforehand, but that's life. Anyway, I'm emailing you because next weekend is my fall break, and I know from Friday to Sunday I'll be going up to Boston to visit Megan at college, but because I am kind of disorganized, I forgot to fill out my form for the absentee ballot.
Hold on.
Oh my God, I didn't vote!
Wait, Yonatan, just so people know, this is from October 9th, 2008.
Wow.
Obama! Yonatan, did you not vote
for Obama?
Wait, there's an update. There's a postscript.
Oh, maybe I did vote.
Read the next sentence.
Okay, yeah, finish the next sentence.
Oh, okay. So I was thinking that because I'm already registered, maybe I'll come home on Monday and vote on Tuesday. Great. I voted.
Okay. Well, we actually don't know.
We actually don't know.
Wait, you must know.
I must know. I'm pretty sure I did. I don't remember.
So can we
add in below Hello Loving Family in all
Wait,
caps?
Wait, no, we're not. We can't send every single email.
I love it.
This one, though, would be good. In all caps, see below, did I not vote for Obama, and
oh
then just
God.
Send.
But here's the thing is that if I send my parents, we'll be on my case, and they'll listen to this episode.
And we don't want that?
And we don't want that.
Okay, then.
Okay.
We'll start family
we
drama.
We can't, all not right. everything okay. can be email roulette, Matt.
Well, I wish it was.
But I'm actually kind of into this, and I would love to send some more drafts.
Okay, great, let's go back to the drafts. What is this one that just says Barcade Games?
I don't know.
It's just an email to yourself. It says Barcade, and then... Space. Games, so three
games
space.
And italics.
And then games in italics.
Absolutely.
Wow. Wow.
You do love spaces.
I love spaces. I feel like I need it.
Wow.
Barcade being the bar in Williamsburg that has video games.
Yes.
Can you try to piece together why you had this?
It
is a place with games. You're trying to remind yourself that.
2009.
Oh, okay. This could be what it is. Yes. So when I was a junior or a sophomore in college, I was writing for this New York
Times.
Thank you. Like this New York guide.
Gotcha.
That my college published.
The university.
The university. And I've already said too much. But I was a person that went to restaurants and bars, and I went to Barcade.
And gotcha. So you noticed must yourself.
And there were games.
Absolutely. And because it's 6'2 and it's the summer, it all checks out.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So I worked on that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yes.
Oh, baby.
Okay, so this email is a draft to yourself. It's clear what this is, but can you just read it?
Yeah. Yonatan Gebiyu, class of 2011, is super pumped to be involved with this production of Bat Boy.
And then how many exclamation points?
3.
Wow, wow, wow.
Wait, so where was this supposed to go? What was this for?
I think it was supposed to send to a producer for the college show.
Got it.
Yeah, it was in the playbill, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It looks like there are a lot of internship applications you never sent in.
Also.
What?
Oh, yeah, that's a. That happens to me sometimes. That does happen. Yeah.
Okay.
That's pulling
so
from
we
your
have
notes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 emails in a row.
Uh huh.
And the subject line is "My phone died," uh-huh. And then the email itself says,
"My phone is being stupid and decided to die on me. Impersonal. Okay, the way home, but I feel like it won't get there exactly at 6:30. So just come as soon as you can. Thanks."
What is this email?
I think it was to my younger brother to pick me up from the bus stop.
Okay.
In Bethesda.
What does impersonal okay mean?
I think that was a spelling.
Impersonal okay the way home, but I feel like it won't get there exactly at 3:30.
If you were to send that 100%, your brother would think you were in major trouble, right?
Love.
That's it.
Yeah.
Would your brother panic?
I don't think he would panic.
What if we just sent that one? We're not sending. I thought we were sending drafts. Isn't that what we're doing?
Oh, that's right. We're supposed to send drafts. I want to know what this one is.
Oh, God. I worked at. I worked at a restaurant out of college in New York that was truly psychotic. So much work all the time, mm-hmm. and I almost got fired 30,000 times, and we always got all these emails to 50,000 people.
Wow.
Oh, my.
I know. It was awful, but delicious pasta.
Really?
You all have to go.
This person's... Can you read what the subject line of this email is?
Oh, wait. Who wants coverage?
And then what is the... what are those things called? Punctuation. What's
punctuation,
the punctuation?
The pattern. Yes. Exclamation point, question mark, question mark, question mark, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point.
Okay, we're not sending that because I don't want that toxic energy in your life.
Also,
but
that's to 60 people.
Okay, yes.
You went back to the Barcade Games one for some reason.
I thought maybe the brother one would be in there because I do think we should email your brother.
We should send the brother
one.
Oh,
yeah, sure. Okay. That one's totally fine. What is
that
can
one?
We send them all?
Because there are 7 of them.
Wait.
Well,
wait, if your phone died on you, how did you send this email?
Whoa.
I mean, how did you write this if your phone died?
Maybe I wrote it on my computer and then used the wireless on the bus. Was that a thing?
Yeah, probably.
Did you send that, Nicole?
Oh, did I send it?
Nicole just sent it.
No!
I mean, we were getting there, but you just took a major liberty by sending
it.
Dang.
I know, I am a little controlling.
Oh,
okay,
God.
What is
Hot Fingers?
Tour Guide Shiat.
Oh, this could
this
be... this was a show I was writing in college.
Oh, nice.
I was very into TV and becoming an actor.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to write a show that was... So it's a guy, he dedicates his life in his college years to his tour guide situation.
Like a college tour guide.
And he gets fired for something that's unjust reason. So to get back at the company, he starts his own rogue tour guide group. But the only people he can convince to be tour guides are people who are naturally not like fit to be a tour guide.
A ragtag group.
It's a ragtag group.
It's a classic sitcom setup.
Classic sitcom setup. And I had figured this out on my own with no training, no classes in comedy or acting or writing besides my English degree.
Right.
And I was writing it with my roommate at the time, who is a writer. Mm-hmm. And she helped me get on my way, but I didn't get past the first episode. But I did write the whole first episode, and it's somewhere deep in my Google Docs.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, wow. Would your papers be in your Google Docs?
No, I don't think I was doing... I don't know. What do you think?
Record scratch.
I've never seen a human do a record scratch
yeah,
before.
That was wild.
This is my Google Drive. You want my Google Docs.
Are they the same thing?
Wait, honey. Oh, honey.
Aren't they the same thing?
Oh, honey. No, they're different things. I need permission. Did I? 11.
No.
Yeah. Dang. But I have a lot of PDFs of plays if anyone's interested.
Yeah. Are these just because?
Yeah. I was reading a lot in my 20s.
Any of these, can I ask you a question?
Please.
Are there any of these you're especially like, well, that one didn't come out great.
Well, but these are real plays.
These are real plays.
Oh, not ones that you wrote.
Yeah, like is there any Tom Stopper that you're like, that didn't come out great?
Yeah,
Tom.
like Lull at the Seagull being like, not his best.
I guess I'm wondering if we have any additional fodder to attach to our earlier email here.
Yes, I think that we should attach this copy of As You Like It.
Okay, yes.
Can we do that?
Let's file that way.
Go big or go home.
Oh, it's my birthday.
It is?
The doc is for my birthday.
Oh.
Virgo.
Yeah.
That's why we get along so well. We have this conversation at least 17 times.
Wait, remind me again. You're April, so you are Taurus. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what's your sign?
Get along.
Aries.
Oh.
Oh.
Right, duh, because you're also April.
Yeah.
So you're a cusp.
This email is in reference to just the little seedlings of my show.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. I was pretty proud of it.
This is very funny to me. So the second email. So you send an email at 4:57, mm-hmm. and then at 4:58, so you sent an email at 4:57 that was just some outlines, some ideas. At 4:58, you sent a follow-up email that said.
Go.
Sorry, that ended quickly. The office is closed. The tour guide office, by the way, is where I was working mm-hmm. as I was writing this. Mm-hmm. Let me know what you think. I'll also think of plot points and send them to you. I talked to my boss. I talked to my boss. She's really into the project, but she can't post it on the website. But she's in full support of it, and we'll talk to her other officers, like the admissions officers, and spread the word. This is real. Love you. Mean it.
What do you mean? Wait, what was your boss?
She was an admissions officer at the university.
Sorry, so you wanted to write a TV show
uh-huh.
about tour guides
uh-huh.
who work for the admissions office.
Uh-huh.
And so then you also looped in the actual admissions office
uh-huh.
to see if they were interested.
I just uh-huh. wanted someone legitimate of any kind right. to
this
sign
is insane.
Up.
I mean, I needed corporate sponsorship.
I talked to my boss. She's really into the project, but she can't post it on the website.
I was hoping they'd put it on the university website. Like the whole university's website.
Like are you thinking web series at this point?
Yeah, this is full web series.
This is full web series. And you thought maybe they would post your web series
on
the
Don't say it. Don't you
collage website.
And that collage,
so the collage website. Collage website.
And that collage.
At the collage you went to.
At the collagia. I did go to collagia. Thank you so much for asking.
Uh-huh. Okay. Absolutely. So this is a friend of yours. This is somebody you're still in contact
yeah,
with.
Yeah, yeah. She's still a really, yes. really good friend.
And successful, right?
And successful, yeah.
Yes. Now, you've followed up
mm-hmm.
with an email
uh-huh.
that you did not send that says
yeah,
what?
We got to send
it. That is just preliminary casting ideas.
Yes. Okay.
Main guy, Yonatan.
Yeah. No, you said, so we have set.
So we have set. So offers have been sent out.
Okay.
Main guy, Yonatan.
Mm-hmm.
Douche guy, John.
Mm-hmm.
Patho, parentheses, either. Oh, I think pathological liar
mm-hmm.
is what that is.
And what does either mean?
I think it was going to be either the person, my friend Nina.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe somebody else, and I just didn't type it.
The office was gotcha. Closing. Yeah.
The office was closing. I hadn't gotten a response yet.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet girl, we had put out an offer, but you know, no response. Cherry girl, don't know what that means. LGBTQ man, which is, I stand by it.
I think that's wild. First of all, it is wild to describe a character as LGBTQ. Right. First of all, LGBTQ man is like a superhero.
Well, perhaps he was a superhero.
Yes. But it's just like, make a call. Like, pick a
is
couple
he
of
L
them.
L or G or B or T or Q.
And it can be a couple of them.
Sure.
But just the designation of all of them is
I
bananas.
Mean, go big or go home.
I guess.
I was already trying to get it on the website.
Yep. Are you still in touch with this person?
Yes.
Okay. And we're going to send. You understand?
Okay.
What are the chances she responds during the podcast?
Very, very likely.
So just to be clear, the last correspondence on this thread was June 2010, right?
Yes.
So, okay, just past the 9-year mark.
She's a dear friend.
Is she going to think you've lost your mind?
Absolutely. She thinks I already have, though.
Oh, drafts are good. Hey, Yonatan.
Yeah.
Are you on Goodreads?
Are you on Goodreads?
No.
What's the next segment, Nicole?
Yeah, okay. Did you want to ask any follow-up questions?
About what?
It's just, are you on Goodreads?
What would be your natural question?
Oh, no. What is Goodreads?
Okay, yeah, that's fair. That's what I felt like you wanted to ask. Goodreads is a social networking site where you track books that you've read and liked, and you can follow your friends and you see what books they've read.
So it's like reading meets Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah, sort of.
Which would literally be Nicole's dream thing.
Yeah.
Yes. But anyway, just if you're interested in it.
I'm reading a book right now.
Okay.
It's really good.
What book?
It's Americana.
Oh, Americana's great. Have you not read that yet?
I know. I'm deep in it. Have you read it?
No, I haven't.
It's so good. You got to read it. But I'm doing a disservice
to
the book by reading it so slowly. It's like right now I'm having a hard time sitting down in the day and being like, I'm reading now. It's always train reads, but then someone's always performing
on the train.
Always?
And it's usually pretty mesmerizing.
Is it like Showtime?
It's all the Showtime a lot. so I only get through like 3 pages at a time.
Interesting.
But I have quit a job, so I have more time on my hands.
Very
so I'm
good.
Gonna use a lot of that time to get through this book. I put a goal for myself for the week.
To finish the book?
To finish the book.
Oh.
I'm already halfway through.
There's also something nice about living with a book for a little while. You know
it's
what I
nice.
Mean?
It's so messed up. The books, I've had it for so long that both the front and back cover have been ripped off.
Wow, so he's got pages.
It's just pages. Yo, is Between You and Me, it's just a bunch of pages.
Oh, okay. Can you go to search?
Yeah.
Do a little carrot. And do unsub.
Unsubscribe. Secrets.
Ooh.
Is that how we do it, Matt? Did I do it right?
I think you did it right, didn't you?
Did we? So these are all the newsletters that you are subscribed to.
Really?
Yeah.
This is really useful.
I don't know if this is true. It feels like we didn't get everything.
Or
are you only subscribed to the New York Times?
No, there's one more before that.
No, I'm via the cab service.
Yeah.
But these are just all the visits of the... And as you can tell, they're all very recent.
Writing a lot.
Well, I'm on a project right now that requires early mornings. So.
Wow.
Sorry.
Congratulations.
Can you say more?
Thanks. I can't.
But it looks like you literally have only ever been subscribed to the New York Times.
That's absolutely false. I think you did it wrong.
I think I did do it wrong. Matt, do you remember how you do it?
I'm going to look it up.
Oh, maybe I have it in my notes.
I'm really excited about this.
This is why people call it an ASMR podcast, because it's just two people looking through notes.
Now we're talking.
Yikes.
There's a lot. Hey.
A lot of theaters, really cool regional spaces.
Oh, okay. Pinterest recommended some pins to you. Can we see what they are?
Yes.
Oh, all nice home stuff.
Dream big.
Ugh, we found some fresh pins for you. I do not like that.
I don't know how to use Pinterest.
Nope. No idea.
Do you know?
No idea.
Do you know?
I think Pinterest is for women of a certain age. So yes, I do.
Your age?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I am the demographic. It doesn't surprise me that either of you are like,
I don't know
how to do this.
Because I was painting my room and somebody was like, Pinterest for ideas.
Paint colors?
For paint colors.
Right.
And I actually found a delightful volute green.
Oh.
But it did take some time.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay. Do we need to be subscribed to emails from the Adobe document cloud?
I get that crap too. Adobe is just relentless.
I know. I had to export a PDF the other day into a Word document, and I had to join Adobe Plus.
Why?
Because
you had
service.
To get the PDF to the Word. That's a whole.
And then,
oh yeah.
That's a whole deal.
And if I didn't unsubscribe in the next week, it would have charged me $100.
For how long?
For a year. So
that's
I,
not bad.
But I unsubscribed because I don't need it.
There are two emails that I've seen that are in your unsub folder that are marked as important. I think we should see what those are. So, what is this?
Mm-hmm. This is the app Aptiv, which is an exercise app.
I don't understand it. Like, it's active.
This is a great email.
Should I read it?
Yeah.
Hi, Yonatan. Congrats on completing my Tighten It Up class. You've worked out a total of 8 minutes this week.
8 in bold.
8 minutes this week. Here are a few other classes I think you'll love. And also, then there are... Oh.
I think this guy is going for, in his picture, I think he's going for sultry, but he looks mad at you.
I know. I think that's kind of the aesthetic.
Oh, really?
I think you want your trainer to be kind of mad at you.
Not me.
Okay.
I want them to be proud of me.
but then you feel so good when they're proud if they were mad at first.
I think I agree with him.
Pride and more pride.
That changes. Once you get past 8 minutes, that image changes to a happier looking trainer. Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, it was my first time using the app that week, and his class was 8 minutes.
Right.
So I took the whole class.
Oh, yeah.
It was only 8 minutes.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's doubting that.
Do you pay money for this?
Yes.
How much money do you pay for this?
Okay, so here's the thing. I also signed up for this app, and it was like, first week is free, and then you have to pay money.
$100.
And so I forgot to unsubscribe to it, and they charged me $100.
Literally $100.
Literally $100.
Wait, really? Mom, it's a joke.
No, they charged me $100 for a year subscription of the app.
Is everything $100?
I think year, it's like, that's the standard.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Rate.
So what did you do? Did you lose your mind?
I lost my full mind at the time. I also... That was like a lot of my bank account.
Sure.
So, not okay.
Yeah.
And so I but you can't call them. You can't call anybody.
Of course.
You can't call that guy.
Going back, I want to
call that
him.
Guy.
His name is Sultan.
Yes.
Or no, maybe his name is Malik, and it's Sultan Malik, and the Sultan is a title.
Yes.
Yeah. You can't just do that.
Call yourself Sultan?
Yeah.
Do you think his name is Sultan?
Well, that says Sultan from Aptiv.
Oh, I was hoping that was his
Google.
Title.
Google.
It would bother me
Google that
so
name.
Much.
Google him.
Google that with the salutation.
He has an Instagram. Shall we check?
Absolutely.
Oh, body yaddy yaddy. He's definitely a trainer.
Yep.
Un trainer. So maybe he...
Smiling. Smiling.
He's
That's
proud how of that was me. Loud. What? He's proud of me.
He's proud of you. You know what? I made a really important life decision today. Earlier today on the train, I decided that I'm not going to be jacked.
Okay.
All roads were leading to jacked.
Really?
In my life. Mm-hmm. All roads have been leading to jacked, and I made the decision to stop with that. And I think I'm going to go more the lean lifestyle.
Okay, hold on. Mm-hmm. What do you mean? First of all, it is an insane sentence. It is the height of privilege to say all roads have been leading me towards jacked, just the way my body is changing, but I'm going to stop.
Like that. It was just going to happen on its own.
Absolutely.
Is that what you're saying?
If I decided to not turn left, I would be jacked.
Really? What are you doing in your life that you are stumbling into jacked?
I have first of all, Nicole.
What?
I have a high protein, low carb diet.
Okay.
And that's it. And we that's think it. That's it.
That's it, baby. I find myself lifting heavy weights at the gym.
Okay.
Many times a week.
Okay. So that's
not a road leading you there. That's you doing it.
I mean, but I just find
your body going there because it's changing. Again, that's what you're doing.
I do also. I believe in magic.
Here is my the unasked for opinion on your body. I think lean muscle is your right look. I think that fits your vibe. I think that's right. I think that's a good call.
I think so too. Thank you. I think that definitely cardio, yoga. Mm-hmm. It's also more my flow.
Pilates,
perhaps?
Right?
I like classes.
Bar.
I've never tried bar.
Is that how you pronounce it? Because it has all those extra R's.
How do you pronounce
it?
Is it bar?
I think it's bar.
It's actually bar.
Yeah. It's bar.
It's Boston for the first part.
Yeah, the first part's Boston, and then you roll the R.
Yeah, let's do it. I mean,
so
I'm telling
you. You're not a Sultan Malik, is what we decided.
I don't think I'm a Sultan Malik.
I don't think we can say this man's name.
We can re-bleep. We re-bleep. Yeah. We can't say this person's name who's very publicly on the internet.
He's very on the internet.
I mean, how? Well, okay, here's what I will say. If he has 5,000 followers, he does. Say his name.
He does.
He's 5,000. He's pushing 6,000. Yeah, okay, we can say his name.
Well, he's a VP senior trainer.
Yeah, you're right. We can say his name.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a private trainer, though, so he may not want us to. Okay, carry on.
But he has a public Instagram.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
That tension is interesting to me.
Also, wait, hold on. Matt, private trainer means like...
No, let's move on. I wanted to move on right after I said it.
Did you think it means like a secretive trainer?
No, I know what private trainer means.
Can we actually go to YouTube?
What's your tube history?
Here we go. Let's investigate my mixes.
Okay, so we are on YouTube, and I would love to go to... Okay, you have... two playlists.
I do?
You do.
Oh, these are playlists that they've like cultivated for me that I have not.
No. On the left.
Oh.
What is Yas?
History?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Trending?
No.
Yas.
Yas.
And Zulu.
Yeah. What is Yas and what is Zulu?
Oh, what is Yas?
Wow.
Oh, this is my friend singing a song, and she sounds really great.
Oh, wow. Okay. I love that. And then the next one is Philippa Sue.
Singing No One Else from Natasha and Pierre in the Great Comet of 1812.
And you just saved it. I love that.
I think that she sounds great.
I love that. Yeah. Great. Okay.
She sounds great. And Zulu is a series of videos for my second year dialect class at my graduate acting program.
Oh, because you played a character.
We all had to learn accents.
Really?
Wait, so what is this dude doing?
I don't know. You tell me. This was the video given to me. This is a part of the problem.
Okay, hold on.
Wait.
So, hold on. Mm-hmm. This is a video of doing a Zulu a dialect.
This is what it says to me.
Uh-huh.
Zulu.
Hold on.
Oh, maybe this was in an accent class before graduate school because it was 2015.
Okay, so
this video was given to me by someone.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Someone was like, you should watch this.
Yeah, because the whole class was learning Zulu.
Okay.
Oh, the whole class was?
Yeah.
Oh, it was not like everybody picked a different dialect.
No. The whole class was. Okay. So perhaps it was to be like inclusive. So we have like a white guy, a black guy.
Got it.
Yeah.
And a deleted guy.
mm-hmm.
Okay. So it was not, well, but I will say the white guy's video is
first
three times as long.
And it's first.
Yep.
Interesting.
Interesting.
And very perhaps interesting. I will get loud for this.
Great. Do it.
Perhaps I will be louder than usual for this. I have absolutely no control.
Okay, now let's go to history.
Okay.
You are very calm about that. Usually people start to freak out here. About and then what? I would love to go to search history.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was going to ask you if you've seen Strange Loop.
I loved it.
Ugh, I haven't seen it yet.
Unreal.
It
closed. It just closed.
Oh, damn.
I loved it.
Not surprising. So you did a history search for the playwright?
Yes.
Okay. Well, here's...
Because he sings really wonderfully.
So you did a search for the playwright of the musical you just saw.
Mm-hmm.
Playwright is Michael R. Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Some part of you thought you might get it via Michael Jackson?
That was a mistake.
Yeah, okay.
That was honestly a mistake, I will say.
Okay, and then we got some searching for... Okay, this is the guy...
There we go.
2 weeks ago, what did you do a search for?
A barbell row.
And then after that?
A deadlift.
That's when the road was leading you toward that direction.
You, because this was happening, I feel like the videos are not enough. The videos are not enough.
Okay, and then you had to do a search for a cycling workout?
Because I wanted to have a cycling workout at the gym, but I didn't want to go to a class.
Oh, actually, that's not crazy.
No. But now Aptiv has cycling workouts, so.
What? We moved on too quickly. Where did you land on?
So I was able to finagle my way to a half-off membership. So a year was only $50. So they refunded me $50.
That's great.
Yeah. It's mostly Shakespeare and musicals and Cola Scola.
Oh, that's really funny.
Yeah.
Ugh, this is my favorite
video. It is so good.
This is my favorite video on the internet right now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, it is mm-hmm, every mm-hmm, time. Mm-hmm. Sorry, this is boring for people, but if you're a fan of the show at all, by which I mean the show I'm about to talk about, there is a supercut of every time Alexis has said David on Schitt's Creek.
It's incredible.
It is so good.
Have you seen it?
I've seen like a couple episodes of it, but
it's
I haven't.
So oh, it's so good.
It's I need
so
to keep
good.
Going,
I,
huh?
I have Dan Levy reserved for you in my brain.
I do too.
Yeah, good. That makes sense. Okay, what else are we looking at? It's a lot of musical theater stuff.
I love musical theater. I love it so much.
Do you love doing it as much as you love watching it?
Because
I feel
no.
like your career has less gone in that direction.
It has. I
watching it or doing it.
I like watching it more. I'm more. My career is moving more towards the watching.
Got it.
Yeah,
Got
and it's actually more lucrative than the doing.
The watching is
Yeah.
No, he's messing with you.
Why did you need to
watch a specific episode of American
because
Dad?
There is a great song that CeeLo Green.
You love songs.
I'm a very musical person. I was a musical guy before. Acting is kind of newer to me in my my grand journey of art. I was a musician first as a kid.
Oh, what is this?
ASMR.
Wow. You have a lot of ASMR.
I went down a road.
Wait,
7 months ago though.
Yeah.
What does that entail?
Fried chicken?
Yeah, ASMR fried chicken. What does that entail?
Someone eating fried chicken. The other day.
I would legit just go eat after that, though, wouldn't you? You're trying to like relax.
Oh, yeah. It makes you hungry.
Yeah.
I was just observing it because one of my best friends loves ASMR and she was showing me.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I'm not, I haven't dived deep into that community.
Gotcha.
But I recently, my last shift, I just want to let everyone know that I quit my restaurant job.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, so I am no longer working there.
Okay, that's even just an announcement, mainly
to the world. That's it.
Got it.
But the other, my last shift, I watched a woman at a table record an ASMR video of her eating at the restaurant.
What was she eating?
She was eating pizza. Nothing super crunchy.
Interesting.
But she set up a like a thing.
Yeah.
And then she had a tripod. Uh-huh.
That was each one of those clicks was one of the legs. Yeah.
And she put it on the table, and her whole family watched her while she did it. And she would like eat and then converse and then eat. And then
she was with her family?
With her family.
I wonder if she's a YouTuber. If it's not just
absolutely
ASMR,
she's
a YouTuber and she's doing Vlogmas.
What's Vlogmas? Is
you vlog every day in July. Like your life, like a little thing about your life. What, Matt?
No,
don't
just
shake
why?
Your head.
No, I just don't. I'm not shaking my head at you.
People love content.
People love content. I love content too.
I also noticed you looked up the author of Americana.
Yes, and I've watched.
7 months ago.
I've watched almost every
speech.
Have
you been reading the book for 7 months?
Maybe six.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's the next two ASMR videos?
Cardi B nails.
Uh huh.
And Cardi B. Have you seen this video?
No. What's
she had a really famous ASMR video of her. Her nails like clawing at the microphone for like 20 minutes, and she's just like,
yeah. Wow,
it's really magical.
Wow, wait, go to it.
Okay,
go to it.
Oh,
I mean, it's quiet, that's what it does, that's what ASMR does.
But hopefully, she.
You don't know what binaural does, and neither means, and neither do I, so don't say it like you do.
I think the talking scraping theory is correct.
Oh, binary.
Binaural.
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 Yonatan.
Is the word.
It's time for chickens to come home to whatever.
Whatever.
Binaural.
Uh-huh.
We have a trivia question. This has been labeled private trivia.
Wow.
We
don't know the answer. Rachel's come up with this question.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
So bad at trivia.
Here's the question.
Wait, no. Let's read
Reread the email. Yes.
Dear Scholar, first of all, I wanted to apologize for previously leaving a paper in your colleague's mailbox. Additionally, I would like to apologize for the shoddiness of that paper, which was in your colleague's mailbox. If you'll recall, the subject of the paper was Christopher Marlowe's sonnet, On a Clear Day You Can See Forever. I have taken time. 9 years. New paragraph. During that time, I have been rewriting the paper. Please see attached. I have office hours on Mondays and Wednesdays from 2 p.m. until midnight, if you'd like to discuss.
Matt, any notes? No notes, right?
No notes. It's just other than that, this is a completely batshit email.
Mm-hmm.
Which we didn't.
I'm sorry.
Okay, no. I started typing. Okay. And then can we get an also?
Yes,
also.
Also?
Yonatan, you have to type it. You can't just say
I'm so used to verbal communication.
Because you're an actor?
Because I'm an actor. Also?
Also, do you know any actors who would be appropriate for, Quiet Girl.
Douchey Guy, right?
No, we got Douchey Guy. Quiet Girl, Cherry Girl.
Uh-huh.
Or LGBTQ man. Great. That's it. That's the end of it now. Great. Okay. Now, Matt, do it.
Do you have a space after that last space period? No, leave it.
Okay.
All right.
Great. Let's do this.
Question.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Terms and conditions are very long and sometimes contain some oddly specific clauses. For instance, iTunes TNC, that's terms and conditions, includes an agreement to what? A, that you won't use any products for, quote, biological warfare. B, that you won't play any music, TV, media for more than 25 people at a time. C, purchases are not guaranteed to work in the event of a pandemic or apocalypse. The fact that one of these might be true is fucking insane.
Yep.
D, you agree not to sue for any, quote, earbud-related injuries. Nicole and I don't know the answer. I'm going to say right off the bat, the fourth one stands out as being the most realistic.
Yes, unbelievably so.
Very realistic compared to the other ones.
But I don't think it belongs in iTunes terms and conditions.
I'm saying it feels like a trap, the fourth one.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm giving you a different reason for why I don't think it is.
So we're going to cross off D.
Yeah, cross off D, process of elimination.
What is the first one?
That you won't use any products for biological warfare.
How could I literally do that?
I don't know, but I could also see them wanting to be funny.
Oh, do you think it's a joke?
I could see them putting in a fun thing.
Oh my god, that's
like a fun little.
That sounds awful. App people on Apple.
I know. The most believable one is the 25 people. But is that like a fun one? People.
That's not really fun, is it? In any way, shape, or form to throw biological warfare into it?
Yeah, it's triggering.
I don't know. To me, the 25 people one feels the most real.
That you won't play any music to media for more than 25 people at a time.
Because that is like you're sharing music to so many people. Those people who could be buying the song themselves.
Right, and it might be like a weird thing where it's like you can't like screen a movie to a certain number of people.
Right.
Here's what I'm going to say.
Because then you're like running a movie theater.
I hear you. Yeah.
Now that I'm going to look at this, now that I am looking at this, I should say.
Were you not looking at it before?
I wasn't, but I'm going to look now.
Okay.
There are two bananas crazy ones.
Which ones?
Biological warfare and purchases not guaranteed to work in the event of a pandemic or apocalypse.
Which also feels possible to me. I think that might be the one.
What?
That's my pick.
The apocalypse?
Guaranteed. Yes. Because think about how act of God, which is such a cuckoo phrase, is in many, many contracts. And so to me, them putting in something that's like just covering their asses in the event of a pandemic or apocalypse feels plausible.
But what do they need to cover their asses?
Because are we still suing in that case?
I would. If everyone I know
first,
is sick.
First priority.
Everyone I know is sick. I'm devastated. The world has ended. And my music doesn't work. Yeah.
Okay, but everyone you know is sick.
Yeah.
Or the world has ended. Which one?
It's
which
all phase of it? It's all happened.
All right, so you're taking us through the whole thing. First, everyone you know is sick, then the world has ended.
Yeah, and everything's just gone to shit, and the only thing I want is my music.
Right.
That's the one I think it is.
This is hard.
This is hard.
These are really good questions, Rachel.
Good job, Rachel.
I feel like the tone of it is like, I bet the answer is a little cuckoo bonkers.
I feel that that's where the question writer wants us to go.
Right.
You know what I mean? The question bonker, I was gonna say. I've lost it. Wants to have a little, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's right.
I think I stand with Nicole on this.
Look, if you feel confident, look at Rachel, tell her your answer. But only if you feel confident. I feel pretty confident.
Is it C?
Say pandemic.
Pandemic apocalypse.
Whoops.
Oops.
Did you throw me?
Oops. I did not. I really threw.
Is it 25 people?
Oh, what? Man. Okay, keep going. Keep trying. Well, I mean, you're already lost, but see if you get it wrong four times. Three times. Try biological warfare.
Biological warfare? Really?
Do you think they're being funny?
Well, they're not funny.
Nicole's now taking a victory lap, but you were wrong. You didn't stand behind that one.
But I had a thought that at some point in time crossed paths with the correct answer.
Right. Yeah.
Which is
you're good at covering your bases.
Lemons into lemonade.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yes.
Is this volume appropriate?
Yeah, it's
that
perfect.
That was great.
It's perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Do you know what it would also be great?
What?
Send that email.
Okay.
How bad is this going to be for you?
It won't be that bad.
Okay.
Hey, followers. I just wanted to say that I'm currently working on a show for Brick. Is it Brick Arts Media? Brick Arts Media. It's called 86th. the number 8, the number 6, apostrophe D. It's pretty fucking funny. Check it out. It'll be coming on to the website soon. It's going to be good.
And if you want to find us, you can get us at inboxthepodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter at inboxthepodcast.
You know, John, I do want you to know, I've noticed a couple of times Rachel had to adjust your mic.
Oh, because I am too loud?
I think maybe.
I can step, I can, I was telling this to Nicole earlier, I have a lot of shame about being loud.
I was here.
It looks crazy to me when you turned to Matt and told him that right now.
It was bananas.
He was here.
It was literally like 2 seconds before we came on.
It might actually be in the pre-show.
It could be.
I don't know when we started.
I don't know either.